Welcome to Bear Talk Podcast number 75. This is Gunny here, live and sleepy and groggy. How's it going, guys? Do we have
Chete?
There we go. And
yes, sir.
Ram.
Get your Ram. So what's going on, boys?
I'm glad we got back to that the right way. We were fucking up for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm groggy as hell. Sorry, guys.
No, chilling, dude. We got some sports news. You got some.
We got some rain yesterday, man. I was excited about that.
Yeah.
I thought it was gonna be more, but hey, you take what you can get, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Cooled off. Felt nice. Dude,
hopefully, it stops all those fires that are popping up around.
I know, man. Everything's still dry, wet and dry at the same time. It's that time of the year, boys. All right. So what do y'all think about Dak looking for a $50 million extension?
Depends on how it's structured.
Oh, yeah? I don't.
No.
I know the way you feel about Dak. But no. Hey, okay, so since we're talking about it, what is his current contract?
What's left on it?
Yeah.
Way too much.
Is it too much?
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, all right. You want to go down that road?
Yeah.
All right.
Go for it.
All right. Let's go.
What are our options? What are our options at quarterback?
We don't have
We don't sign him. Okay. We don't have to accept. Oh, it's 2024. So, oh, wow. Really? Already?
God damn.
Yeah, because he signed it for 2020 in 2021. It was a 4-year deal. So I guess, 2024. I thought it was a 5-year. That was the issue, right? They're splitting theirs between 4 and 5 years.
I think they had a 5-year option.
Yeah, they're like, let's see what you can do. But then Jerry Jones has a quote. He says, we're in a better position to win with this unit than we have in years. We have the team, we have the quarterback. So you got Jerry Jones saying stuff like that. So you already know he's going to get that extension.
He says that every year, though. I would take that with a grain of salt. Like, he literally says that every fucking year. Like, this is our fucking year. This is where all the fucking Cowboys are.
Take him to the glory hole, remember?
Hey, you think maybe he has dementia? He just, like, says it every year.
He just keeps repeating. Sounds good.
He just keeps repeating himself.
Dude, I feel like I do that all the time, though. I swear to God. I feel like I do that shit all the time.
Maybe he does have dementia. He just keeps saying the same thing over and over again. And then they're like asking him seriously. His sons are like, hey, so what do you think about that? This is the best. We're in a better position this year than we have in years.
And Stephen Jones is in the background just mouthing the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
He knows exactly what he's
going to
say.
His son's like, yeah, daddy, yeah.
This is a good take.
Hey, like Icebox on fucking Little Giants when the coach, he's telling his whole spiel and she's fucking mouthing the whole thing. That's what I'm thinking about. You remember that movie?
Yeah, I remember it, but I remember watching it, but I don't remember none of it.
Oh, dude, I fucking love that movie.
The Little Giants. Al Bundy with the Cowboys.
Hell yeah, bro.
The Little Cowboys. But yeah, so if he gets his $50 million extension, whatever, we're going to have with him for a while. But like you said, we don't have a backup. So, I mean, who's out there?
Yeah, what's the options? Exactly. Let's discuss that.
Yeah.
With that, you started talking about what quarterbacks are coming up in draft.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm not that deep into it.
Yeah,
to know anybody.
I couldn't tell you.
So
me neither. Well, that was a short conversation.
Yeah.
So you're saying drafting somebody, right?
Okay.
That's where I wouldn't mind that. Like, he's already on his last couple years of his contract. Like. Now's the time to draft, right?
Yeah.
quarterback.
Yeah,
but
yeah, get somebody in there. And then they don't even have somebody young behind him. They have Cooper Rush, you know, like learning the you know, the ins and outs. Yeah, like, so they had Dak behind Tony Romo, right? You know, yeah. They have like a backup, somebody that they're looking at, you know, to take the torch. And then, yeah. You know, whoa, look what happened. But they have Cooper Rush.
Well, it's like, we had Ben DiNucci, but then now it's Will Greer. We have Will Greer that's back there. He's a younger dude. Again, what the fuck? But a young dude that's, you know, I guess up and coming, either that or he's just going to be a bench guy with a security blanket for years to come.
Oh, who is that backup quarterback for the Saints? The one that was doing those AT&T commercials? He was pretty good. The one that was backing up Breeze for a long time?
Taysom Hill? No. It was before Taysom Hill.
I gotta look at him.
No, I don't know. Come on.
It's, yeah, I mean, he's...
The only person I can think of is Taysom Hill.
Hey, what about Trey Lance? San Francisco's coming off.
Who is it?
But look how fucking bad he is.
Oh, okay. But what does he cost?
He won't cost shit.
Well, hey, maybe he's in the wrong system, bro.
he's missed more games than he's played. Also,
yeah, that is true. That is true.
So,
what, it's like, good, bro. On Big Daddy, when he fucking throws the can down and dents him to get him cheaper, he's all fucking dented up, bro. We can get him for a deal.
Yeah, we could do something like that.
Hey, getting trash for a deal, still getting trash.
Okay. What round did fucking Tom Brady go in?
Fourth.
No, I think it was way lower than that, bro. I think he was like 11th round or something.
Yeah, okay, but that's a little bit different. Tom Brady didn't come out and fucking get injured instantly and then fucking just shit the bed.
Yeah, no. Oh, he was sixth round. No, yeah, I get that. I'm just saying, like, you never know, bro. You never know. You never know.
Brock Purdy was so fucking bad. They're like, you know what? This third string quarterback, yeah, he has the job.
Brock Purdy was that bad? Trey Lance.
Huh?
Brock Purdy or Trey Lance? Who are you talking about?
Trey Lance was so bad.
Right. Okay. You said Brock Purdy was so bad.
Oh, my bad. I said it backwards. Yeah. So Trey Lance was so bad that they're like, okay, well, last year's fucking third stringer, that's going to be our number one.
I think it was less that he was bad and more that he wasn't great, but he didn't, like you said, he played very few games. He had very few reps out there. He was mostly hurt.
Okay.
I mean,
but okay.
He could still have potential.
Okay, but what is San Francisco seeing that we're not, that they're willing to do that? Because
that he's hurt a lot, and that they have three fucking quarterbacks that are all way better than fucking Cooper Rush and Will Greer. Okay. Trey Lance, yeah. Cooper Rush, Will Greer. Kind of a toss up right there. With Cooper Rush edging him out by a little bit. You know?
I would have Will Greer. I would rather have Will Greer than Trey Lance.
We know we can see Will Greer's ceiling.
Yeah,
you know, it's not very high.
Yeah,
I've. Did you ever see Trey Lance, like his like college video or anything like that, or you're just going off his injury prone?
So I've seen some of. I saw his highlight shit, and then I was like, okay, well, let's see what he does, because, I mean, one thing, fucking 49ers traded up for him like a motherfucker.
Because he looked fucking insane.
Exactly.
He looked insane.
Exactly. So they sacrificed all their future for him. And then they're like, yeah, never mind. Never. Fuck it. Never mind.
That's what we're doing with Dak Prescott, bro.
Dak Prescott's more like, we fucking, like, hey, this is what we got. We're the fucking, we're the dumb hoe in the fucking hood that just keeps going back to the same guy.
That beats her up. Pulled the fucking, he pulled the wool over our heads, dude. Because like 2021 deck was like, hey, was it 2021? Where like he went fucking 12 and some shit, 12 and 4, or what they went 12 and 4, or what was it?
They went 12, but that's the year the Eagles went up to the Super Bowl because they had
yeah, a I know, but
crazy
like,
stat.
But Dak Prescott played out his fucking mind that year, you know? Yeah, and now it's like, okay, well, never mind, he sucks. He's garbage. You know, so, which, like, I don't know. I'm not really, I guess I'm not ready to give up on him yet.
So the quarterback I was talking about, that was the backup quarterback.
Yeah.
The backup quarterback I was talking about was, his name was Taysom Hill.
That's what I said, bro.
You said that.
Oh, I was looking it up. Sorry, I was reading. Sorry, I was out there. Oh.
Hey, that part was accurate. Hey, I was accurate. All right.
Yeah.
We're like, Taysom Hill's the only one I could think about. And he really actually wasn't that good.
He's a tight end also.
Yeah, he's a tight end that just kind of plays that position also.
So he's a gadget guy.
Yeah, they put him in, and he can't carry a team.
Speaking of tight end, Sam Williams arrested.
He's not a tight end, but yeah.
No, he got arrested. He's in jail, and he needs to keep it tight.
Oh, so he's got to have a tight end. Gotcha.
And so he got arrested for a gun and controlled substance.
Did they say what he got, like, why they pulled him over or whatever? Like, he got pulled over, right?
I'm assuming like, so.
What was the situation? Because I heard the headline of he got pulled over with the unregistered gun and controlled substance, which I gotta be, that's coke. Like,
I don't know. I know y'all were like, ah, coke for sure, but I mean, it could be a pin. Nah, like a THC vape pen, because they said that concentrate.
They said for sure that it's not, it wasn't weed.
Yeah, I read that too.
Yeah, they said for sure it wasn't weed.
Damn.
Yeah. Damn. So.
Okay, it was cocaine.
I was like, yeah, though, just the way they worded it, I'm like, yeah, that was coke. Coke.
Living the glory days of the Cowboys, he was like, oh yeah,
I'm a fucking cowboy.
I'm a cowboy, bitch.
those Michael Irving days.
Yeah, hey, win in Rome.
Dude, apparently there's some fucking interview he did at the Super Bowl, fucking Michael Irving, where they asked him what he was going to do, and he said, oh, damn. I think he said cocaine, hoes, and Papa Do's.
Nice.
Yeah.
It doesn't say why he got pulled, or if he got pulled over, nothing. It just says the charges and stuff. So you got charged with the gun and then a controlled substance. So
hopefully he doesn't see, like, he doesn't have to sit out any games, but
he's gonna have. Fuck yeah.
You think so?
Fuck yeah, he's gonna have to sit out.
Because it's either a fine or. Because it's not like domestic violence or nothing like that, you know?
Yeah, but it's the controlled substance part.
And it's Texas too. You know, if he was in.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, smoking fucking
if he was in. If he was in Washington, it would be different charges.
And he got busted with a unregistered firearm too. I mean, John Morant was suspended for fucking just waving a gun on social media.
Yeah, but the NBA, they got their shit together, I think, as far as like, nah, they don't. Never mind. Yeah.
That motherfucker suspended for 2 months.
I don't know. Like, it feels like the NFL is a little bit more like a wild cowboy than the fucking NBA,
it's more buttoned up.
Yeah, the NBA, I was going to get to that. Like, NBA is more buttoned up, you know, official league, you know, play your ball, work hard and all that. And then NFL is like, you're, you know, fucking tackling, and it's a rough sport, and it's a little bit more rougher than a lot of sports.
You think because the NBA is not a contact sport? Not really. It's because and that it needs to be more family friendly than the NFL, or at least in the you know in their eyes. The
no, yeah. So, no. Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just saying like it's just in the NFL it's just a rough sport and they do oh shit. My fucking chair almost broke.
Hey, no, fucking like, Rogers went up your ass.
Yeah, and them all.
Perk them up. I'm like, oh shit, I'm awake now.
No, the NFL is a rough sport. Like, it's we want to see, you know, these dudes fucking, you know, run into each other, like Hard Knocks. Oh. We like Hard Knocks. The name of it itself is called Hard Knocks. You know what I mean? So, what I mean by that is, like, I would expect more like mischievous stuff from them because it's like a rowdy outlaw sport or something like that.
No, yeah, I get you. JC's text.
Yeah.
Anyway, so my perception of it is like, okay, so you ever watch a football game and like in the distance or whatever, you can hear them talking to like, fuck you, motherfucker. Or whatever, yeah. like you can hear them like saying shit to each other because like the cameras aren't all up in their face, and they're covered by a mask and a helmet and pads. Like it kind of takes the, like you can, if you see Kevin Durant walking down the street, you're gonna know exactly who the fuck it is. You know,
yeah.
If you see Justin Jefferson walking down the street, you might know who he is, maybe.
Yeah.
But you're far less likely to know him than if you see Kevin Durant walking down the street. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like the figures are, I guess, a little bit more polarizing because you see them like a bit better, and you can hear the shit that they talk on the court a little bit, you know. And don't get me wrong, in the NBA they do slip up a little bit, but every NFL game you hear slip. Some shit, like, you know, and it's the coaches, it's players, it's fucking everybody, you know, like, so I that's my perception of it, you know,
like the NBA players, because they have more of a social fucking platform because of how recognizable they are. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah,
it's more
and that's why they hold them up to a little bit higher standard.
Right, it's more personal because you're seeing the person, uninhibited. You know, you're seeing them without a mask or without a, yeah. You get what I'm saying. You get to see the person.
Yeah,
not a number. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
No, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I agree with that. So it's funny, you're watching the game and then here's a guy in the background. Fuck you, motherfucker.
Here's a guy. Really got a temper.
And then you hear the announcer trying to like get away from it, like, well, I there's some choice words being said on the field.
For real, dude.
And they just cut to commercial real quick. So
yeah, you can hear this guy's really hyped up, you know?
you could hear the passion on the field.
Hell yes.
Yeah, no, Sam Williams arrested or whatever. I didn't know. So Kellen Moore, I don't know he was arrested. I mean, arrested. Sorry, got distracted on the side here. Kellen Moore, he got I didn't know he left the Cowboys and he went over to the Rams.
Beep, 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 beep. Breaking news.
Chargers. Yeah, he got picked up with the Chargers, so I don't know who the current offensive coordinator is.
Wait,
no, for us.
Oh, for us? It's Mike McCarthy. He's taking over, isn't he?
Oh, he's a play caller, but he's not the offensive coordinator.
I thought he was gonna do double duty. My bad.
Oh, duty? Nah, it's Brian Schottenheimer. It's one of Mike McCarthy's old friends.
Yeah,
the guy that he played with.
How do you think he's gonna do with Chargers?
Like, oh, how do you, how do you,
Huh?
Never mind, I lied. He's been with the Cowboys.
Oh, is he just stepped up?
Something like that. Accurate. Says he's not near the building. Feels for the weasel.
How do you think that's going to change the Chargers? Their whole offensive scheme.
Who's that for? Go ahead, Arnold.
Yeah. Oh, Kellen Moore going. I don't even know what's going on in the Chargers. Honestly, I honestly don't keep up with other teams. I just keep up with the Cowboys. I'm not that deep into this. I just want to see
play fantasy football, bro.
Yeah, man. I just gotta pick it up, but. No,
forces you to watch players and teams and shit that you wouldn't normally watch. Yeah, not forces you, but it gives you a dog in the fight, you know.
I think he's going to take Justin Herbert to a different level because at least stat wise, because you see what he did with Dak and how he fucking was able to pad all his stats with his offense.
Oh. That's quite the shot. He was able to pad his stats. But then towards the end of the year, the problem was who?
Yeah.
Kellen Moore's shitty ass off. Bitch.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Shitty Kellen Moore's offense was.
It was because it eventually becomes predictable because he doesn't know how to switch gears in the middle of a game. He goes in with a fucking game plan, and he sticks to it, and I think that's ultimately what his issue is. But, I mean, Dak still fucking sucks. Let me stare down my fucking receiver while I fucking underthrow him. I'm just saying. Does Dak do that?
But that wasn't always the case. Not always. Not always. No.
How many games did he miss last year? Like five. he missed five games, and he fucking led the fucking league in interceptions because he fucking
leads. Hell yeah, dude! At the top, baby.
Because he fucking leads his goddamn receivers and then fucking overthrows or underthrows his fucking shit.
Yeah.
So. At what point do you just blame fucking Dak? Like, Kellen Moore has nothing to do with that part.
Was he overthrowing Amari Cooper?
Amari Cooper's a route runner, man. That motherfucker. That's Amari Cooper. That's Amari Cooper.
So is Amari Cooper making Dak look good, too?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. So... Kellen Moore made Dak look good, and Amari made Dak look good.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Zeke made Dak look good when Zeke was good.
Yeah. Fucking CD, he's going to get hurt fucking trying to make Dak look good, because he's not the route runner that fucking Amari Cooper was. So you see it in his fucking catch where he has to fucking contort his whole fucking body to get those catches and shit. So he's going to end up fucking going down with an injury here soon. Just because of Dak.
Especially with Schultz not being with us.
Yeah.
Schultz is not with us anymore.
Oh, yeah, so. But we picked up tight ends, though.
Schumer? I think his name's Schumer.
We picked him up in the second, I want to say, right?
Third, I
would say. Some shit like that.
Schumer, Cowboys. Maybe I'm talking.
I don't know why. I thought it started with an F.
Luke Schoonmaker, sorry.
Maker.
It's a great environment. I don't know what line he dropped in the environment, but yeah, he was they're calling him already a starter on that team. But dude, I don't know. I just think it's an easy button for you to blame everything on Dak. You know? It's a super easy
done. All right. I'll go finish your thought, and then we're going to go into competitors and the types.
What?
Okay. We can do that.
Okay, so earlier I was watching Hard Knocks. And the head coach said there's four types of competitors. The first type is survivors, or someone who does not, who does just enough to get by. Second type of competitors is contenders, someone who is motivated by external factors like playing time, money, or fame. The third type of competitors is which is someone who is internally motivated to be his best regardless of the situation. And finally, the fourth type, the top tier, is commanding competitors. This person has all the traits of a competitor with one exception. He brings people with him. Now, Dak Prescott, where does he fall on this list?
All right, so I will say, let me start this off by saying, currently, Dak Prescott is a competitor. All right, but I believe that prior to last year, he had command of the offense. People were following him, and he was a real leader in the locker room. That was pretty evident. But I don't think that's the case anymore. I just think that he's a contender because he's a contender. He'll go out there, and regardless of like how he plays, like it's not for not trying. Like he's out there actually fucking trying and trying to put the team on his back and making stupid decisions, you know, throwing picks, yeah. A lot like Tony Romo used to do, try to put the team on his back and try to throw some sort of crazy outlandish, you know, miracle shot. But Tony Romo could throw the fucking ball. Dak doesn't have the arm that Tony had. But Ram. I mean, so yeah, I would say he's a competitor.
Ram?
I would say contender.
Contender. Someone who is motivated by external factors like playing time, money, or fame.
Yeah. Especially right now, when you just brought up that he wants that extension, the $50 million extension, when he hasn't done anything to earn it. And, you know what? It could go either way, but he sees himself as the fucking face right now, and I think that's what's keeping him in. Yeah. And just being a Cowboys quarterback, I think that's what he's obsessed with. And that's what is motivating him to even keep trying or anything like that. But I don't see it in him, that drive, that Kobe in him. I don't.
Yeah. That game changer, that gold status, that commander that flashes of that. I agree with Chente, someone who is internally motivated to be his best regardless of the situation. That's the third tier. The only reason why I don't think he's a commander competitor is because when we saw in the preseason, one of the players was, you know, snapping at him. If you're a commander competitor, you know, people don't talk to you like that, like especially with cameras around and you know, that showed some type of we talked about it a couple of podcasts ago where I forgot who it was barking at Dak Prescott and everyone. That's why. Yeah, everyone. So if you're a commander competitor, you don't get yelled at like that, especially on the field in front of the other guys. So, but I really do think he's internally motivated, but it just doesn't really work out every year. But that's how I feel about it.
I got one little thing on that, bro, if you're done with your point.
Yeah, go ahead.
Not really a point. Dak Prescott's not asking for an extension.
Oh, he's not?
He's not asking for it, no. It was brought up by Derrick Dunst.
Oh, I just... Accurate. Wait, what?
He's not asking for an extension. It was brought up by Derrick Dunst.
Is he just trying to fucking make news?
I guess so.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Well, his contract's coming up, what, 2024, 25? Yeah, so I mean, could be not. Accurate Sports here, as always. Okay, sticking with this competitor list, next one I got is Aaron Rodgers.
Commander.
It's your, Commander, yeah. I'm not even going to argue
Easy breezy.
That.
Yeah, Commander.
Especially watching Hard Knocks, and he just showed up, and everybody was just like, damn, you know? It's Aaron Rodgers.
He's a fucking coach. Like, you see it. He's a fucking coach. He's a coach. He's a coach on the field, man. And he doesn't even have to demand respect. He's earned it, and it's given. He doesn't demand it.
Yeah.
It's way different, man.
Yeah, so that's the exact definition of a commander competitor.
Right, yeah. I would say Aaron Rodgers is probably the person that meets that in the NFL the most, too. Mm-hmm.
So that was an easy one. We'll go with Jalen Hurts.
I think he's a commander competitor. His blows are behind him for sure.
Yeah,
I would agree with that. Especially somebody that, you know, went to the Super Bowl. You know, you see something there, you're going to stick with him and, you know, fight for that, go back for it.
It was Nick Foles that won the Super Bowl.
But he's taking him there.
But he took him. Yeah, he's taking him there.
Yeah.
But I would say, like, it goes back to before he got his contract and shit, right? Like, everyone was all like, okay, well, who's going to be the next Eagles quarterback? Because it's not Jalen Hurts. He's not going to be it. Well, he commanded that fucking locker room. And he's leading them. And the way I see it, he has a way closer connection with his receivers and his line than like you see in with Dak. So I think he's probably not commander all the way yet, but he's fucking getting there. Like he's somewhere in that limbo area in between.
Yeah. I would agree with that. Anything else? Okay, moving on to the next one. Daniel Jones.
Any dimes? That one's a tough one, man.
Arnold?
I would say my opinion on him is he's a competitor, someone who is internally motivated to be his best regardless of the situation. I mean, it's the Giants always quiet organization. You could kind of compare them to, like, what's a quiet organization that just keeps to themselves and tries to stay out of the limelight. And they just come out of nowhere, like the Bengals. You know, they're quiet, and all of a sudden, boom. You know, they're trying to build. So, he's eternally motivated. And I think he's a really good quarterback.
Yeah, you know, as much shit as he gets, he is a good fucking quarterback. Like, you see the drive in him. You see he's going that fucking extra mile. Like, no, I'm going to get... Oh, shit, I ain't got nothing. Let me fucking get it with my legs. And he's not forcing the ball and putting the blame on someone else. Like Dak.
Yeah.
God, dude, show me where Dak hurt you, bro. God dang. Keep my quarterback's name out your mouth, bro. You look right out there.
2016, 17, 18, 19. Oh, man, we could count the fucking years.
We can count the years with Tony Romo. You know, we can count the years with fucking... Yeah, that's right.
Nah, but I do see that shit. I mean, yeah, he's a competitor, man.
Yeah.
All right. So my opinion on Daniel Jones, if I could give my opinion. Are you going or are you going to the next one?
Oh, no, I was just reading. Sorry. I was just reading. My bad. Go ahead.
Hey, stepping on my toes here, bro. Yeah,
my bad. Man.
Fucking
so I think Danny Dimes, I'm not fucking words. I think Danny Dimes of last year and partially the year before was a competitor. It's really motivated and shit like that. But there was some years where I guess y'all forgot about it, but we looked at Daniel Dimes and said, this man fucking sucks. Yeah. Like, there was times when Danny Dimes was not Danny Dimes, bro. He was shit. He was garbage, bro. I think he recently found his legs, and that helped him extend plays. But before that, yeah, he was just getting sacked like crazy. Like fucking crazy. Then he was a survivor. Bare minimum. He was just trying to fucking get out the game alive. Now he's learned to scramble, use his legs, and do the most with what he's got. I mean, the fucking Giants don't have a whole bunch of bangers. So, yeah, competitor for Danny Dimes.
Hey, real quick, just before I forget, y'all saw the fucking Hard Knocks this week?
Nah,
half of it.
Okay, so during the preseason games, Zach Wilson just fucking tucks it and runs, gets the first down, and then just keeps going, right? He saw the end zone, he's all like, fuck it. And then he gets tackled, right? Everyone looked at fucking Aaron Rodgers and was like talking shit to him, and I was like, hey man, you might have lost your spot. Yeah, they're all talking all this shit to him. It was like, hey, can you do that? He just laughed like, son of a bitch. He's like, nah, you should have went out of bounds. Fuck that shit. I ain't doing that. And then he went over to Zach Wilson afterwards, sat next to him on the bench, and he's all like, yeah, everyone was talking shit to me about this, about you doing that. You need to go out of bounds. He's all like, man, I saw the end zone. I wanted to do it. He's all, why were they talking shit to you? Like, because they know I can't do that.
Nice.
All right. Last one on this list. And this was, it's not a player, but an owner. Jerry Jones.
I think he is a contender. Fame stats. That dude is a professional at fucking getting the limelight to the Dallas Cowboys, bro. Like, he's an absolute genius at marketing the Cowboys. You know, the proof is in the pudding, sir. Number one highest paid organization in professional sports. So, I mean, that's something. Actually, it's the best of the somethings. So, that's my bonus.
The contender, just a reminder, someone who is motivated by external factors like playing time and money or fame. So, Ram, go ahead.
Man. And, fuck, man. And I don't want to give him this praise. I don't want to give him this fucking praise, but just going off of your definition, what you just described him as, he's not just bringing himself up. He is bringing himself up with his wealth and all this shit, and he's in the Hall of Fame now. But he's also bringing up everyone around him. He's bringing up the Cowboys organization and everything. So, I mean, he has... Okay, remember the Cowboys before he got it?
Yeah, the Super Bowl winners? No.
That's what I'm saying. That was 1 year. It's all him. So... is like, yes, he still is selfish. He thinks about himself, and he wants to bring himself up, but along the way he's also brought up the Cowboys to what they are now.
So who signed Dak?
Does he kind of fucking fall into that commander territory because he's done that?
I got something on it. He is one of the top guys in the owners' meetings. Like, he is he's a commanding competitor at the owners' meetings. Mm-hmm. If something needs to get done, you need to talk to Jerry and get Jerry on your side, because he has that pull. So I can see that there, and I think he made a great argument for it, but I still think he's externally motivated by just. Like, he's not doing that for them. He's not doing that for them to grow. He's doing that so the star can grow. And he is the star. My opinion.
So, you're saying, like, it has to go through him, right? Like,
essentially.
Yeah, so that's kind of almost like a commander.
Yeah.
Competitor. But it's kind of like a hybrid. Because he's the owner. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's kind of weird because when you start describing all the shit he did, it's like, well, fuck. I mean, he made it so you could have those sponsors and shit for their stadiums and all that shit because that wasn't a thing before. And Jerry Jones brought that in. So, he brought up all the other owners. That's why everyone... everything goes through Jerry in the owner meetings because he's made those millionaires into billionaires because of changes he's made into the not the organization but the league. So,
okay, I guess we could agree that he's a commander contender. The contender someone. Okay, so the contender. Oh, just one again, so we won't forget. He's contender. Someone who's motivated by external factors, playing time, money, and fame. Commander, all the traits of a competitor, one exception, he brings people with him. So, commander, contender, hybrid type.
Commanding contender, dude. Commanding contender. That's it, dude.
We figured it out. There's a formula there. Hey,
so, speaking of Jerry Jones and the millions of dollars that he has put into the organization and, brought the organization, they are doing a $398 million renovation. To Jerry World.
What?
Motherfuckers are still brand new. They're doing a $398 million renovation.
They're trying to compete with Vegas.
I guess. Well, they're going to put a big eye on the top of the fucking dome.
Damn.
But yeah, I just thought that was relevant to what we're talking about, Jerry Bird.
That's a lot of freaking...
Jerry Bird.
I mean, at least if they want to... Super Bowl in the last 5 years, maybe I would, but damn, man. But I don't know.
That's Jerry Bear's money, baby.
That's his money, man. Roy him and whoever, everybody's Miller Lite's money.
How does that work? Is the city of like Fort Worth or Dallas? Are they? Because I know there's teams that like they get their building funded by the city, right?
Yeah.
But I think Jerry made Jerry World. I don't think it's one of those things where like he had the city pay for it. But I could be wrong about that.
Well, I mean, that goes into the whole. It's AT&T also.
Well, yeah,
So they paid for a lot of it too.
To get their name on there.
Yeah,
on Jerry World. Well, speaking of AT&T, the AT&T Center here is not AT&T Center no more. It's the Frost Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I saw that coming. I used to work in Germany.
Ram, did you want to talk real quick about the weekend Spurs schedule?
Oh, yeah. Man, okay, so the schedule came out, and I was looking at it. And I don't know if they just like, well, those motherfuckers in San Antonio, are they going to buy their tickets anyway because of Wimby? And then, because I would imagine all those fucking, badass games, get Suns, Lakers, you would mainly want those on the weekends, right? So you could sell out, make more money, right?
Yeah.
Schedule came out, though. Those are all in the fucking middle of the week.
I was just a quick question. When did they make the schedule? They made the schedule at the beginning of the year, right?
Just a couple, like last week.
Oh, that's when they work on it? Or they had a preset?
It's released. It's released.
No, but they have to work it out, right? Before? Like, they have to do all the scheduling, like, at least months in advance.
It gets put now. I mean, I don't know the formula for how they fucking create the schedule.
There's got to be something to it because they have the rodeo road trip that they have to have like scheduled every year. So there's definitely something, some sort of consideration. But is it the Spurs that makes that or the NBA that makes the schedule?
It's the NBA.
Because the Spurs aren't trying to screw you over. The NBA is trying to screw you.
I'm not. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying Spurs are. I'm saying the NBA are looking at us. Oh, you know what? They got Wemby. Those motherfuckers are going to buy those tickets regardless. And because, I mean, we are a very loyal fan base. We just got a whole bunch of hype put into our organization. This first year, we're selling out regardless. So I think they took I think the NBA kind of took advantage of that and put all those good matchups in the middle of the fucking week where we're still going to fucking sell out. We're still going to people are still going to go to those. But if it was any other year, you know, they would still sprinkle some of those in the weekends so that, because, you know, those are your main fucking days, right? I mean, that's the way I see it, right? Those are those main days where more people have days off. They're going to spend that money. And, you know what? Let's go to a Spurs game. You know, let's take care of everyone and shit like that. And, you know, hey, it's a badass matchup this weekend. Let's go.
Yeah.
We kind of got screwed.
Like I said, we've got some loyal fans. We got a lot more loyal fans when fucking Wemby showed up.
I know, man. Around the world now,
loyal
too.
Loyal fans. Yeah, loyal.
They weren't there. Mm-hmm. They weren't there at the beginning, man. Daddy Ferry. But, yeah,
it cut out. You cut out completely.
Bad.
Yeah. No. Oh, Vince did. I didn't hear anything he just said right there.
Oh, I'm saying that we all of a sudden got a lot more loyal fans.
I called my Spurs rep, and I was like, "Hey, man, what's up with these fucking games? Like, because I just bought the weekend pass, the weekend games, right? I'm like, "Hey, man, what what's up with these, like?" These matchups kind of suck. Like, there's a couple good games in there, but ultimately, they're kind of trash. And then he's like, "Yeah, that's just what came out." And like, he showed me how to fucking sort it all out by just a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and all the weekend games were just like very underwhelming. So, and that's also when he fucking told me, like, you know what? As soon as we got that number one pick, scales skyrocketed and fucking tickets and shit and all the season tickets and shit, right? Like, so when I bought it was before we got the number one pick, and I got,
because you're a loyal fan,
I got discounts and I got incentives, like I got extra games and free parking.
Oh, hell
all that shit got taken away as soon as we got the number one pick because of the volume of sales that came
in. Oh.
Yeah. So.
That's why in the focus group, you should have said, "Hey, I need a direct line to Pop, man. It's bullshit."
For real.
I need his phone number, his address, his email.
Mm-hmm. I need to try some of those wines he makes.
Yeah. I need to sit down with him, have a wine with him, a glass of wine.
He said line.
A wine, bro. Wine, bro. Holy, dude.
At the Frost Center.
You're going to art base too much, bro.
Hey, maybe I need to change the company I keep.
Hey, I didn't say all that.
Hey, boys, I'm going to have to wrap this up a little already. I got to do some stuff. But this was a good one. Y'all good with that?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, dude. You got to wrap it up.
Yeah, wrap it up, dude. Got to wrap it up. Ooh. I got to rate it for tomorrow. And I got to do some other crap.
There goes my PS5 thing. We can talk about that next time.
Oh, I mean, go for it. Yeah, go ahead.
Dang, man. All right,
my bad.
Right, guys, I don't know if y'all saw some new news from Sony dropping a new portable. So the project name behind it was Project Q. And pretty much all it is it's a portable. It's a streaming, it's a handheld streaming device, right? So like, remember how the PSPs back in the day, you used to do the remote connect or the remote play, and you can use your PSP as a controller, essentially? Yeah. So it's just a fancy ass one of those, bro. It's 1080, 60 hertz. You know, underwhelming is a good word for it. But it looks nice. It looks nice as fuck. The it's got the 6-axis controllers or whatever. So So it feels like you're holding a regular PS5 controller because it has a cutout around the controllers to where you can actually grip it, full on hold it. You know, versus all the other handhelds where they don't have that. Yeah, exactly. Like you're double donging them, bro. But you've got the ergonomic comfort to be able to grab onto the whole dong, you know, unlike all the rest of the handhelds that we've seen. They're not ergonomic, dude. Like you can't look at any of the modern fucking handheld consoles and say, oh, this feels real nice in your hands. No, the fuck it doesn't.
Yeah.
So that's one of the pros that I would say. It's actually going to be called the PlayStation. It was the project with Project Q, but they ended up calling it the Portal. So it still has the PSP acronym, you know, PlayStation Portal. So the one good thing that I did see about it, so pretty much you're streaming your PS5 to it. You can play your PS5 games wherever the fuck you want on this handheld. Say if you're fuck at the park or whatever, fucking smoking a doobie or some shit, and you want to play the game, oh fuck, my PS5 is off. Like you just gotta turn this motherfucker on, and it turns on your PS5 at home, and you start streaming straight to the device.
Oh, but
you've
got
to have good Wi-Fi. You've got to have badass Wi-Fi, because it's not rendering the game on the console itself. It's just streaming the video of what your PS5 is rendering to the console, and you're streaming your click actions and stuff like that back to your PS5. So it's essentially just like a. Go ahead.
Are they going to come with 5? Is it going to come with 5G? Because if you're at the park, I mean, there's no Wi-Fi there.
I don't know. That's a good question. Some parks have Wi-Fi, bro. This is 2023, dude.
Yeah, what park? Hardendo Park or what?
Yeah, dude. you gotta ask that dude wearing the fucking the slides. You gotta ask him for the password.
Yeah.
Again, one more thing about it.
It gives you a control substance. It gives you control substance.
Hey, don't you play for the Cowboys? Nah, but what's it called?
No, but you want this gun too?
One really, really good thing about it, in my opinion, is the necessity is not there for it, right? But it comes in at $200. Not fucking bad for what it is. $200.
That's so, not bad.
I mean, if you're a PS5 owner,
mm-hmm.
I mean, $200, that's like a decent tablet, you know? Like, you can't even get a fucking Galaxy S tablet for fucking $200. No goddamn way, here in the A8 fucking price range. Wow. So, yeah, the price is right. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It looks nice, too. Y'all got to take out some pictures. Take a look at it. It looks very, very nice. Looks really nice.
No, yeah. I saw the picture.
That's all I had on that, bro.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're going into like more handheld. The only thing that limits it is, you know, no Wi-Fi around. You get what I'm saying? Like,
right.
No Wi-Fi at the park or certain parks or all this other stuff. And so,
yeah,
I mean, we're always on our phones now too, you know, playing games and shit like that. So going handheld is probably.
I'm kind of wondering like what operating system it's going to have, like what other, like how powerful is it like internally? Like what can you do with it? Can you play like mobile games on it or, you know, like kind of, I want to know some more information about it because the price is right. I don't have a PS5. I'm a PC guy, but for my PS5 friends, like I'm excited for them. It's not necessary by any means. Don't get me wrong. But it's pretty fucking cool for the price.
Yeah.
Can it play Ages of Empire? Is
there a predicted release date?
Fuck. They did, dude. But, you know.
Accurate gaming.
Yeah. You're going to buy it or what, dude?
Probably.
Nah.
Pretty cool.
Ricardo's but, like, I gotta get a PS5 first.
I know, man. I'm working backwards here.
Dude, what the fuck is PS2?
Yeah. But, all right, boys, we're good.
Yeah, we're good, bro. We're good. I just had to give you a little guilt trip first.
Sorry. All right, it's Goonie out.
Gente out.
It's your Ram.
All right, have a good night, boys.
Later. Yeah, later.